Welcome to the Short Score, your weekly update of rope and news from around the industry, where you can find the latest on the sport from the pro rodeo ranks to the jackpot world. I'm Taylor Vollen, and I'm your host. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Short Score. It's Taylor. Long time no see. I know, I'm sorry. Now that the rodeo season has come to a close, I promise you'll be hearing a lot more of me again. I didn't mean for that to happen, which I think I've said 5 times this year. So, while everyone, including us of course, was watching closely to the end of the pro rodeo season the last week of September, which is crazy to think that's been 2 weeks now, I guess. Anyway, our team was also in Guthrie that week at the Riata Championships, so we had a lot going on. And the Riata is always a fun week. I was super glad to be there helping again, and as expected, we had some stories from the Lazy E that week that I plan to bring you in this episode and probably another, a part two, I think we'll have. One of my personal favorite conversations of that week was with the Riata 14 and a half champs, Logan Allen and Ketch Kelton. They had me cracking up, and you'll see their personalities are pretty different in this. Logan and Ketch won the 14 and a half, like I said, for $149,500, plus another $8,000 apiece in the incentive. They roped forehead in 29.33 seconds. Logan was riding I Got Dibs Doc, a 2020 stallion by Ain't Seen Nothing Yet. And Ketch was on Pretty Poco Girl FJ, if I said that wrong, nobody make fun of me, but a 2021 mare by Kathmandu. Also, if either of them hear this episode, I am sorry that I didn't give you a warning that this was going to be used, but it was too funny not to. So, you're all welcome for this episode. Okay, why rope horses? We've never talked about that. Why from riding broncs to this? And like Chelsea was saying, not just like roping, but like getting into the breeding and the money and...
That's a good question. I mean, I've always roped.
Yeah.
I guess if I'm doing it, I kind of want to go big. You know, I want to win all I can or try to. And I've always rode young horses. Mm. Like, even when I was riding broncs, like, I was always the guy that would go to the roping and have something kind of greener. And then I guess I probably always got them going and... Somebody would buy them, half finished or just about finished. And, I mean, that's what the charities are.
Yeah.
So it just played right into my hand, I guess. So when the, I don't remember, they kind of all fired up together.
Yeah.
I mean, the gold buck was a little later, but like Jay's was ahead of the crew.
Right.
And I went to Jay's for the first time this year. But, 3 years ago, I probably went to. I think this started before Royal Crown for me.
For you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right. Because I remember my first good horse that I went and bought after I sold Rick James to Paul. The first good one I bought, we rode here as a 3-year-old. And then as a 4-year-old, Driggers rode it and I rode it at Buckeye. And that was my first real maturity.
Gotcha.
And I just. I mean, it's a no-brainer. It's a level playing field if they're all 4-year-olds and or if it's like in the intermediate, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew I could catch and have good enough horses to compete. And then the judging, and that was the other thing. A lot of people are like, oh, the judges or the judging events kind of suck, you know. I'm used to being judged. Yeah.
I didn't think of that.
Every time I'm nodding my head, I'm not judged. Yeah. So, if it's getting pencil whipped for a little while, so be it. I'll get used to, you know, I'm used to that. But it makes you better. Like, if you care, you're going to get better.
Yeah.
If you got a bad score, like, it embarrasses me, yes, unless there's just, like, a mistake. But, like, I didn't do very good for a long time.
Yeah.
And it's made me a hell of a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
And... I mean, for one, if I want to keep going, I got to figure out how to get a better score. Mm-hmm. Two, that's, I want to win.
Yeah.
And so, it's, I love it. I mean, even when I win or get a good score, I'm looking to see where I could have been higher. But, obviously, the Riata's not judged, and I'm fine with that, too. But by me going to the judged events, it makes a better good.
Yeah.
That's... So,
yeah,
but yeah, I would still ride broncs, but I'm not opposed to, or like I've never really officially quit riding Bronx, but
you might as well.
It's hard. I got on last summer.
Get a little top heavy.
No, I didn't. My last two is like my last year is my best percentage. Got on two. 86 and 82. One buckle. I was like, I need to pick two good ones to get on this year, or three to make a little better average, but I didn't get around to it.
Okay, you and I talked earlier, but since you did most of the talking up there,
step up to the plate.
In your words, how did this come about?
Honestly, probably because of Paul.
It is.
It all is because of Paul, and I helped Paul at the maturity in Rapid City. And then I met him because I had to help him up there. And then they kind of just went from there. And then what?
I mean, I paid you like.
Yeah, you paid me a lot because I made you win.
Yeah, but you're like, I had to help him. I gave you the option.
Okay. And the fraternities are like new for you, right?
Yes.
Correct me if I'm wrong. So yep. How and when did that get started?
Most of this summer, I started going to Paul's a lot. And so J.D. McGuire, when Hunter left to go rodeo, called Paul to see if he could ride him, because Paul stayed home. Mm-hmm. And then I've been going to Paul's roping. And he's like, well, come on, you just come help me at all these charities. And then it just kind of went from there. Like, I went, helped Paul, now I help him. And I have Colin, Joseph.
Yeah.
So they did a good job.
Yeah. Yep. Why? I mean, was this ever on your radar?
Kinda. I think it was because I didn't really want to go rodeo right now.
Yeah.
And then it's really the only thing going on in the summer is the maturities. So it kind of made it was fun. I had fun doing it. I like to rope. So you get lots of that.
Yeah, you can throw a lot of loops. Yeah.
And the gray. I didn't hear that part up there.
Okay.
What's the story on the gray?
The story on the gray.
You don't
know. I know zero. Okay. I got told. I figured it out. I was looking at Global Handicaps when it started. Like, and
luckily it has the horse ride on it. Because when I...
No, I didn't even know that. I just know like I was supposed to ride the stud.
Yeah.
And then it's two different names. Okay. And I was like, so I called Paul. Hey, what am I riding right here? Like a stud. I said, well, it doesn't have it down.
Because he told me he's riding the stud. And I know the gray stud.
And then he's like, well, I guess you're riding the mare. Well, I could have run some on it the other day. Thanks a lot. Never rode it before. Never nothing. I practiced on the stud because that's what I thought I was riding.
Oh.
And then, so after we ran three, I'm talking to
then
Paul.
Then he actually realized I wasn't on the stud.
Yeah, because I'm talking to Paul and I was like, yeah. I said something about the stud. He's like, what's that? I was like, the one he's riding. He's like, he's on the mare. I was like, oh, this is going to be bad. I don't know what happens if you rode the wrong horse, but I said, I think we just ran three steers on the wrong horse and we're high calling. He's like, no, he's supposed to be on the mare. I'm like, you told me when we entered to put the stud down.
That's so funny.
He's like, yeah, I don't know how that happened, but he caught it. He's supposed to be on the mare. I was like,
thank God I was bored and sitting in the stands looking.
Oh my God.
Because I would have never thought to look.
And I didn't know that it wasn't the stud when they were roping, because they're both gray.
Mm-hmm.
Pure luck that he was reading.
Or read it, or noticed it.
Well, how much do you read?
None.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, my God. Okay. Well, that was more talking than I think I've ever heard you do, so that works.
So. He's growing up.
I'm getting better. Slowly but surely.
Had to come at some point. Remind me, okay, the yellow. You won it Rapid, you said, right?
Yep.
That was the first maturity you won on him?
That was the first place. I took him to like a little local jackpot, and then I went out there. That was the first place big I took him. And then I broke him out over Labor Day at the rodeos, like Dayton. I won second at Dayton in the round on him.
Okay.
And then I placed at Fort Madison on him. Mm-hmm. But the horse I rode at Colorado Springs is his four brother. And I don't know. I mean, I've placed on him here and there. And I just, he's only four, so I was kind of giving him a break. I was like, I think this yellow will be able to do it. So I rode him with them rodeos because he scores so good.
Is that why you have the yellow? Like the fact, you know what I mean? Like the
I got him. I got him because I bought that. The lady that raised them both, she still owns the yellow.
Oh, okay.
So after I bought the chestnut and started hauling him, she's like, "Hey, you're doing good. You want to? You want to ride together?" I was like, "Yeah." So I got him going. And here we are. And Kett's running both today in the open.
Perfect.
And then
suck.
No, he did good. He did good. The horses did really good.
Yeah, they're very good.
This episode is presented by Cactus Ropes and their new Cool Cat rope. The Cool Cat is a 4-strand poly-nylon blend rope that creates optimal weight and balance. The Cool Cat has had the best winning percentage since it has started being used by Cactus Pro athletes of any rope the company has ever made. The Cool Cat, the newest rope using Cortex, is the most complete and balanced rope in the line. It has a smaller diameter but solid weight, which allows ropers of all levels to feel their tip and have the confidence they need to win. 3 out of 10.5 saw some repeat champs with Jacob Lewis and Trip Townsend. Jacob was riding He's Got Cowboy Cash by Cowboys Cartel, who he also rode to win the 10.5 in 2023. Trip is also a previous Rurata champ, like I said. He won the 10.5 in 2022, but this time he was riding TRR Lucky Brazos, a Rurata stallion by Pepsid that, honestly, just like Trip, needs no introduction because they already both have very impressive names. But that week, Hiptown did become the first Rurata stallion to win a championship, so that is a super neat fact. Our conversation was pretty short as Jacob was actually getting ready to leave for a ranch rodeo, so... They roped 4 steers in 34.05 seconds to the tune of $160,000. So, this is obviously a specialist stud.
Yes, ma'am.
And you've had him since he was a yearling?
Yes, ma'am.
What are some things over the years, I guess 8 years, you've really worked at putting in there?
I've just tried to train him to be a cow horse and not mess him up. I mean, he's just been so so easy that it was my job to try to make him better and not mess him up. I mean, it's been a lot of fun. He's been real easy.
Mm-hmm. Now, you have, correct me if I'm wrong, obviously, some of the siblings, right? You bought some?
Yes, ma'am.
What is it? Why? Like, what is it that you like so much about that bloodline?
They have been so calm and easy going, but yet when you ride in the show pen, I mean, they'll run and slide and turn around and watch a cow, and then you can go rope on them. Mm-hmm. And I mean, he's, you know, we started out thinking, trying to make him a cow horse, and now all of a sudden we've switched over and making a rope horse out of him, and I think this is his calling, you know. I think he's even better at this.
Why is that? What, I mean, that's interesting.
Goes back to that same deal, Mike. Just back in the box and stand there flat-footed and then run hard. No matter if you're heading or heeling on him, you know, like he runs hard and gets you there. And then, like, in the heeling, he has such a big finish, such a good stop. Kind of helps you finish your throw and makes it easy to dally. And,
yeah.
I don't know. He just tries to help you. You don't ever get in your way.
Mm-hmm. And he is a Rurata stud, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
It's quite the marketing to win on him after
all. It's been a, you know, you dream about things and you don't know if they'll ever happen, but it finally did, and it sure is a blessing.
That's awesome. Okay, now this is a former Rurata champ, right?
Yes, ma'am.
What does it mean to you? I mean, to come here multiple times and win on him?
Oh, I don't know. You just kind of show up and rope. I rope Waylon and Tripp and both cowboys. We all go to ranch rodeos together, and this is just kind of, I don't know, this is playing, I guess. Yeah. I don't know. It's fun to come. Nobody does. We see each other in all our ranch rodeos and stuff. So I know Trip goes more than I do. It's just enjoying to come hang out, I guess. I don't know.
What is special about this horse that you got?
He's just fast. He's real fast and smooth, and scores good because it's easy for him. He never frets the box. And I don't know. I use him for everything. I pick up cowboy on him. He's just kind of a good horse.
I think that's me. I overheard you telling Drew about that you pick up on him and stuff. I feel like that's kind of, I don't want to say that's rare, but kind
of. Yeah. Well, if they live at my house, they gotta get a little bit of everything.
I like it. Perfect. Like I said, this is only part one of a little Rurata mini-series, I guess you could call it. We had a lot of good conversations that week between me, Chelsea, and Callie. So, thanks for listening to this episode, which was brought to you by our friends at Cactus Ropes.